Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And Rick Heal joins us at 9 for the last time today. So we will say goodbye to our buddy on the show today. He tweeted it out last night. COVID-19 got him. Got his job anyway. And so he will be moving on. And I know he's going to do great, great, great things. I know it. So I know there's a place for him in this business. And I know that he is going to be awesome. Whatever he does. Love the guy. And I know that he is going to land on his feet. And he's going to do bigger and better things, I think. So this is going to get him moving, and I'm actually excited for him that he is going to get a shot at doing some really big stuff in this business or wherever he ends up. So we'll be saying goodbye to Raheel today at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN. We're all tight with him. We all love Raheel on the show. Unfortunately, you know. In this business, in most everybody's business, there's just no revenues coming in. And people are getting furloughed all over the place. I mean, 30 million people in this country are looking for work. So it's no different in our business. It's really, really, really hard time. And unfortunately, Raheel's catching it. Not for any other reason than that. So right. We love him. We love him, and we were going to wish him nothing but the best today.
Yeah, and you know, when they talk about 12 billion lost revenue in sports, well, it leaks into what we do. I mean, that's part of that money goes into that's not just sports, it's the sports industry. And so there will be other this is the beginning of it, really. We're on the earlier stages because you're going to see a lot of it going on. You won't know some of the names. Some of them have already been, you know, let go on in ESPN and some of the big major networks, but it's definitely going to hit in radio. There were some in the past, our very first producer in radio. Well, actually our second, Chris Jones, you know, he was one of the early ones let go over at 610, and a lot of producers, Cody Stutes, who's a friend of the show, obviously, who was a longtime listener and became a host. You know, he was let go from the SB Nation side. So, It's like you said, John, it's something I felt very happy to see. Someone reached into my direct messages and asked yesterday, hey, how do I find out about advertising rates on your station? And I don't know if that had to do with after all this happened with Raheel or if this guy has a job that he thinks really, you know, that a business that would benefit from our listenership, because we do have listenership still. That's not a problem. Here's hoping we can get some of those revenues back, and we can keep doing what we're doing, and then certainly, you know, we're hoping the economy comes back so that all of you can get back to work who don't have jobs, or that so you can hang on to your jobs, because our economy nationally is important, but especially here in Houston, it really has been. You know, when you think about it, John, you think about a lot of people don't. You just go about your day. I don't know about you guys. I would find it impossible to think that this hasn't hit you yet, where you thought about things you take for granted. It could be sports related, certainly probably more than likely sports related, but it could be just those restaurants that you can't go to. It could be where you can't do this. You know, you haven't been to a movie theater. It could be any number of things, or inability to see certain friends and your face-to-face time with friends. It could be your workplace and your job, you know. It could be any number of things. And I think this is going to make a lot of people take stock in a lot of different things that they've maybe taken for granted. One of them is the economy in terms of, you know, how it works, really. How you need sectors to succeed so that they can spend money. Like, I understand that there's this thing about, you know, if anyone's got a lot of money, they're the enemy. But the people with a lot of money who create businesses, they create the jobs, and the jobs create the flow of the economy, which is those people who have jobs like us. You know, we're not the big money people who own stuff, but I appreciate those big money people because when we have money, we go spend them at restaurants. We go spend them at bars. We go spend them, you know, at with our services like cell phones and just everyday stuff that we do.
Yeah, you know, you can hate on those, like you said, you can hate on those people and whatnot. And Tillman catches it. He catches it quite a bit around here, you know, that he's a quote unquote cheap owner or whatever. He employs 60,000 people, 60,000. And that's, you know, and how many people eat off of the people that he employs?
Yeah.
So there's maybe hundreds of thousands of people that he's responsible for putting a roof over their head and food on the table. And so you can, you know, you can hate on them and whatnot. But there's a lot of billionaires that, you know, will hoard their money or just invest their money or whatever they do. But his money is out there creating jobs and whatnot. And yeah, he's making money. And yeah, he's been ultra successful. And boy, he's got a big house and he's got all these things. But if it wasn't for him, there'd be hundreds of thousands of people that don't have.
Oh, you know, no.
And find it out right now.
If you want Tillman to somehow fail, then you're also there are people who are 250,000-300,000 total that would suffer because of that based on the amounts that you talked about. And maybe even more than that, because those people also spend their money. It has a trickle-down effect. They spend their money at places, too, that keeps the economy as a functional ecosystem. So it's really made me think a lot about that. It's why the mom-and-pop businesses, you know, when you go shop, I'm not telling you not to, but when you go to the big Walmarts or whatever, yes, there is an ecosystem there, too. But the big profits end up a lot of times going out of state somewhere else. And so when you have something that is a mom and pop, those are local people who own it. That's why local restaurants, you know, you have local ownership or whatever in most cases when it's a local restaurant and it's not a chain, for example. Everything, the ecosystem stays, the money stays in Houston for the most part. Now, you know, restaurant's not the best example because there's so many, everyone who works there is local too. So primarily a lot of that is going to stay here, but that's why the mom and pops and buy local people. You hear people say that all the time, spend your money local. It's because the local ecosystem benefits and it keeps getting pumped and recirculated into the economy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's a long way of saying, we're going to miss Raheel.
Yeah.
And Del, I know, you know, you guys did the show together and he made reference to you in a tweet and you know, I know that probably a really tough day for you to see your boy out of
here. Yeah. When you, like, I got the news and you think to yourself, like, I was an intern here 2007 when we were still just 1560. Raheel was here. And in some way, shape, or form, I've worked with him for the better part of 13 years. So when I think about all that stuff, like, I was the producer for the weekend show that he and David Nuno did, who's now of ABC 13. So all that stuff starts to flood back. And even, I mean, something maybe dissimilar because it wasn't a pandemic, but that stuff, something like that happened to me. And you think to yourself that feeling when you wake up that first morning when you don't have any place to go and you wake up and I'm like, sometimes that hits, and depending on who you are, maybe you're like, okay, that's an opportunity for me to move to something else. Or but the other aspect of it is, man, I've been doing this for a while and now that's gone. So it was rough to think about for the last couple of days. And, you know, I kind of talked to him a little bit. I certainly will talk to him more once this day is over. Just, I didn't want to add to whatever he might have, whoever's calling him. I'll talk to him a little bit later, but it was rough to hear.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll have him here. at 9 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. I'm going to make him to tell the story that, you know, he was back in the day when Lance and I were at 610, he was an intern. He was at the University of Texas, and he interned for us. And he stood out. There's no question about it. And then he walked in the door when we were doing interviews for 1560. And 1560 had been was it an Indian station or a – I think it was
Indian or Pakistani station, yeah.
And he walked in thinking he was interviewing there. And he sees me. Yeah, yeah. He sees me, and I see him, and I was like, holy crap.
Wait. Yeah. What?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't know he was coming to interview for a sports station?
That's what he said. He said he walked in, and he thought, it was, 1560, and all of a sudden he sees me sitting there, and he was like, what the hell? Yeah, I want to do this. So I hired him. It was awesome. It was fun, so – and he's been off and on ever since. He took a little hiatus, and he went to work for Tillman over at Landry's, and he did something else. And he's been here now. So for a while. So this is 12 years ago that happened, and here we are, 12 years later, and we'll be wishing him the best. But I know he's gonna land on his. I know it. I know he'll land on his feet, and it'll be somewhere big. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Let's cut it there, and we will talk about some stuff on the other side. Stuff that we haven't talked about yet with the Rockets, as a matter of fact, and our boy, Van Gundy. But right now, let's talk about being a champion. And Champion Energy is the best, guys. I mean, in these times, especially now when you want to hold on to your money and your money's so important, and why are you paying more money than you have to for something that's so basic as electricity? I mean, there's no one electricity that's better than the others. It's all the same. So why pay more? Because they're greedy. That's why. Because the other places are just charging you more. They're just finding fees to charge you. Well, they give me nights and they give you nothing. Because at the end of the day, your bottom line is you're going to be spending more at the end of the month. So if you want to get to a place, and oh, by the way, keeping that money here, they're right on the Hardy Toll Road, right there just by the airport. And so this is our company, and if you're looking to get pay less every month, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're going to get to this Jeff Van Gundy story, but we've got a call from this may be, I don't know, Lance, is this our first call ever from Korea for the show?
South Korea.
Right. Well,
I think we've had some people call from North Korea.
Oh, well, but no, not on a mobile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is our first.
I thought Kim Jong Un may have called us at one point.
Yeah,
but
Kim Jong Un did call. Right, I throw some, make some shade. He called us, mm-hmm. and he made some shade.
Throw some, make some shade.
Yeah.
That's still right. That's the best. It's right there with. Or here's an interesting question.
Here's an interesting question.
Stop.
So Steven is in South Korea, and he may have heard us buying baseball teams yesterday.
Yeah, we all purchased our teams for $10. Yeah. Mine is about to lose again. We're about to start off 0-2. I immediately check the score every day. It's top of the ninth. Low T Giants or whoever Low T is, they're beating the KT Wiz 8-4. Cuevas is one of the worst pitchers in all of KBO. William Cuevas. I mean, I can't stand that guy already.
No, I know he. I mean, he is your Dan Mazzelli.
Six earned runs in five innings, and I've just got a bunch of crap in the bullpen too. It looks like potentially.
That sucks. All right, let's bring Steven in. From South Korea. Hey, Steven.
Hello, guys. I just wanted to say this is my first call, but I've been listening to you guys since 1998.
Holy crap. And it's your first call?
Wow.
Not from Korea, though.
Oh, okay.
I was in high school growing up in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I wanted to call to give you guys some background info on the sponsors of these teams. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So NC Dinos. NC Soft is a game, like a mobile handphone game manufacturer. Doosan, they actually sponsor the MLB playoffs. Doosan is a construction equipment company, like bulldozers and things like that. Samsung and LG, you guys probably already know. Lotte, they're actually a Japanese company created by a Korean. So they actually have a team in Japan as well.
Oh, see, and Lotte, are they both the Giants?
They're mostly known for grocery stores.
Oh, okay.
Kiwoom. The Kiwoom Heroes.
That's my team.
A financial securities company.
Oh, nice, John.
They used to be Nexon Heroes, which is the tire company. Kia, you guys know.
Yep.
SK and KT, those are both cell phone network companies such as Verizon or AT&T in the States.
Okay.
And Hanwha, they do energy, I believe.
Okay. So it sounds like pretty fairly standard. Do you speak Korean?
A little bit. I'm Korean American, but my parents spoke only English to me.
So you have broken Korean.
Picked it up through osmosis.
Can you say the Houston Texans appear to have pretty decent offense, but I do find some of the moves of Bill O'Brien very, very curious this offseason. And he doesn't seem to understand value, and he sucks in terms of making
Bill
trades.
Bill O'Brien, teach a baboyo. That means he's an idiot.
All right, say it again.
Okay.
All right, no one talk. Go ahead, capture it.
Bill O'Brien, teach a baboyo.
Now say it fast. We're going to capture it and use it whenever we want to on the soundtrack.
Bill O'Brien, teach a baboyo.
All right, Del, mark that, please.
I could have gone with the more explicit one, but I don't know how the FCC would.
Holy crap, did you hear what he just said about
Bill
you?
Bill O'Brien just came back at you. I don't know if you heard.
He could bleep himself in the middle of his conversation.
Keep your bobble wall.
What? Say it again one more time.
Bill O'Brien, teach a bobble wall.
Chichon babuyo.
I would ask that you two stop saying it.
You're an idiot. Why?
Del, Chichon babuyo.
Because at some point, you're just going to put an accent on it, and then we're going to have an issue.
Del. Chichon babuyo.
I heard exactly. Later, but there it is.
We've got more things. If we had time. Well, great.
He's not a
Lotte just got another run.
You want to pay him for being a voice guy for us now?
Yes.
There's one more thing I wanted to say. It was the Hyundai Unicorns. They don't exist anymore. They became the Heroes, Kiwoom Heroes.
Yeah, somebody tried to get the Unicorns.
I've got the Unicorns because I've got the Heroes.
Yeah, that's why you got the Unicorns. There's only 10 teams in the league.
So neither of them exist, so it's pretty makes sense that they're called the Unicorns.
Yeah, now they don't either. Well, my team, we all put in $10. My $10 is basically gone already. I'm starting 0-2. I don't feel good about the KT Wiz at all today.
Did you see my comment on when I put in my $10?
That's my home team. What'd you say?
I said, we're going to be Korean baseball champs, bitches.
Wow. Yeah. Some other people said stuff like that, too.
One thing I should say is that the best part of going to a game is the actual fan interaction. Where it's basically a soccer environment mixed with baseball. What I mean by that is each player or each batter, when they come up, they have their own song, and then it matches with chants from the fans. And so that's going on in the background. There's cheerleaders on top of the dugout.
Awesome.
So is there any talk
but
about...
with the corona, you're not going to see any of that.
Is there any talk about bringing any of the fans back at any point or no? This year, I mean.
I I'm not 100% sure, but here in Korea, we've had single-digit amount of new cases pretty much the last couple weeks on the daily basis.
They want to keep it that way.
It wouldn't surprise me if at least the playoffs, maybe the playoffs could be targeted as a time to allow fans in. Mm-hmm. And as you may know, baseball is huge here. It's because the tickets are still affordable, it's still a family event. Family of four can go to a game and spend maybe $30-$40.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
And then certain things to know is that the LG team and Doosan, they share the same stadium. So they're big rivals, maybe similar to the Lakers or Clippers. And they're both located in Seoul next to the 1988 Olympic Stadium.
Wow. So what time is it there?
9:24 p.m. So we're 14 hours ahead.
Oh, yeah. 9:20. Oh, so it's, yeah, that's why you're playing at night. That's why we get the games at 5:30 in the morning here. You guys are so far ahead.
But I believe you guys get them on replay on ESPN or ESPN2 as well.
Okay, and Jackie, do you listen to the show still? You do, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Jackie from Galveston who will say, really, if it's 9:24 at night, what did I have for dinner? You don't have to use that joke anymore, Jackie, okay?
Yeah,
so, yeah, he doesn't know what you had for dinner because you didn't have dinner yet.
Well,
so.
Steven, thanks for giving us a call and giving us a heads up on. Yeah, you don't want to know. Thanks for giving us a heads up on who we're cheering for and what we're cheering for.
No worries.
We don't know a lot about this league. I just know I'm in it for $10, and my team, I know, does not have good starting pitching, gets in trouble early, and apparently we don't have the bats to get past our pitching struggles. So. I'm already, like, great. I got another Everton. Fantastic.
Right.
That's
nice
all
job.
I do is pick a bunch of Evertons. The Houston Texan Evertons, the Everton Evertons, and now the KT Evertons.
Right.
It's all the same thing.
What's it one more time? It's Chuchi Boo Boo Juice. What is it?
Jesus.
What is it? Say it again.
Bill O'Brien. I got to remember. I forgot. What did you want me to say again?
He's an idiot.
We didn't say that. You said it.
You said it. We didn't say it.
In all this focusness of the baseball talk, I forgot. Yeah. I tried to forget about Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Well, no. Join the club. Don't worry.
We got it on sound.
Dell's got it saved.
It's like
not Choo Choo Boo Boo Juice.
Yeah. Steven's like on dollar number 47 right now, calling from South Korea, like, I'm getting killed on my bills, guys.
By the way, you can call Lance now.
Anyway,
I
wanted to tell you guys, thanks a lot for being available on podcast. I listen pretty much every day. And I'm randomly laughing on the subway during my commute from you guys' hygiene.
Good deal. Thanks, Steven. Thanks for listening these years. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Man. Thank you, Steven. That's great stuff. You see that? We're making people laugh in Korea.
How are we getting calls from Korea before even Houston? You callers are lazy.
You know, we should have asked them.
You are lazy callers.
We should have asked them. Hey, Steven, there was a time, you know, before Lance got back that we played a game. Did you play that for your friends there?
Oh, male call for female call for food.
We forgot about that. Hey, how did that go over?
He knows. Obviously, he knows about it.
We should ask how that went over. Did he play it for people there?
I'm pretty sure he didn't. Maybe he did. Oh man. Ask your caller about the future of tonight's lottery number. Fraud.
No.
Jackie. Don't. Stop with that old joke. All right. 727 ESPN 97.5. We'll get to the Jeff Van Gundy. That was interesting stuff. Jeff Van Gundy stuff on the other side right here. Don't you go anywhere.
And Lance has to talk about.
My friends over at Gulf Coast. How about, and I really do truly mean this. These are my friends. And Craig DeSerf, it has been a longtime friend. He's a guy who I think very, very highly of because he takes care, especially in times like this where taking care of your family and his family. He has a great family, son's a baseball player, his daughter, great wife. But they also have a family in Angleton there, which is Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. And they want to know where you're at with your vehicle. If you're thinking about a new vehicle, pre-owned, or maybe you just need service, wherever you are, they can find, they can help you find what you need at Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. And I'll put Craig DeSerf and his squad up against everybody because of their service. And I mean, whether it's service on your vehicle, your pre-existing vehicle, or whether it's service for a brand new or a low mileage pre-owned, they've got amazing opportunities right now, like 0% financing for 84 months on most 2020 Chevrolet models and deferred monthly payments for 120 days. They can help you find what you're looking for if you want to get into a used vehicle. Maybe you want to downgrade and lower payments. They can help you do that. And if you need some maintenance done, oil changes starting at $39.99, a lot of other specials. Go to LanceZCars.com, see all of their inventory. Do not hesitate to call them. The number's right there on the website, LanceZCars.com. And obviously, as always, they can help get you picked up and dropped off whenever possible. They are into customer service more than anyone else around the city of Houston. It's Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chevy. Find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of well-wishers for Raheel on Twitter. He's actually trending. Raheel was trending this morning. And it sucks why he's trending, but for those of you just waking up. And stuck, by the way, traffic is back, boys. I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but a dump truck overturned on 59, and it's just backed up all the way. We're back to normal.
I didn't have to see it on the news because it affected how I got in. I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I just took a detour, which I was fine, but it's like, really? We're back to this? There wasn't an accident on the way to work for the last, like, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's begun.
Well, man, there was a lot of DUI accidents over the last couple of days. A lot of people getting just...
I ain't going to lie now. This is going to be just talking to different people, just observing different people. There was a time where my wife and my mother-in-law were doing a puzzle where the LaMarca was flowing, LaMarca mm-hmm. being the Prosecco. They were knocking bottles. They were knocking holes in the bottom of that bottle, just bang. And they're just sitting there doing puzzles. I mean, there's nothing dangerous about it. And it wasn't like there's just schnockered. It was just a steady stream of some mimosas or just some Prosecco. And then me, I'm in my room just watching my shows. But I do need to get on Billions. I think I'm going to start Billions up. I'm kind of caught in between shows, not really sure what I want to start. I need to see Dirty Money also, the second
version.
Yeah,
you need to watch Dirty Money.
I need to watch Dirty Money. But so I went to, by the way, I went to, my wife said, you know, I really want margaritas and guacamole. She had already made something. It's like a homemade hamburger helper. It's a homemade recipe. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'd rather have Mexican food, to be honest with you. They took away St. Patrick's Day. They're taking away Cinco de Mayo from us. You know, Cinco de Mayo for the Americans. Why are they taking our holidays away like St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo? Mm. Our holidays are important here in America. And so I said, oh, you know what? I live right down the street from Papacito's. I'll just order online. So I went online. I called. It was busy. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a little busier. But that one hasn't been very busy. And so I said, okay, let me go online. Oh, I'll get a half gallon of margaritas and some guacamole. That's it. That'll be easy. It said, your order will be ready in 10 minutes. I said, ooh, I can just roll out right now. So I rolled out right then and was immediately met by a line that was through the parking lot and down Richmond. I'm like, oh, crap, because I've already ordered and paid. So it's not like I can get out. I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh,
so no. Other people had the same thoughts I did. Like, I'm not going to let this coronavirus punk me out of Cinco de Mayo. This is our God-given right. These are our birthrights, being born as American citizens that we get to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
What's your heritage again?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's your birthright?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Oktoberfest is my birthright.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Cinco de Mayo. John, does John get to be an LSU fan? Dell?
Yeah.
John going to be an LSU
well,
fan?
Well, he paid That's to be right. an LSU fan.
That's right, because you married into it. He's yeah. Lance Zierlein Chez. That's what he is.
I don't know about Chez.
Chez.
But I get Oktoberfest. I get somewhere down the line. I haven't run into any Irish, but it doesn't matter. Our country gets St. Patrick's Day, too. Cinco de Mayo, we get that. We get all these amazing holidays are all ours. It's the same way you pagans stole Christmas from us, and now Easter's just about a bunny rabbit and candy. That's not what it's supposed to be, Dell.
When you say pagans, are you directing that at me?
Yeah, Dell. Yeah.
So
if you don't believe in our God and the way exactly we like it, just all the same stuff that we do.
Yeah. You're just lucky it's not 2,000 years ago. We would kill you for this.
Yes. You're one crusade away, Dell. Be careful.
So we tried to get my peeps all went over to navigation. That's now NEDFA's on navigation.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay. So they went at 3 o'clock and they were asked to leave at about 7. You've been here for 4 hours.
Oh wait. Oh, they were inside.
Inside. Well, they went at 3.
Oh, they don't.
So they got in. But they said there was a line. They asked, would you mind? You've been here for 4 hours. Could you let other people come? Because there was a line outside, and they said,
well, that's
sure.
Not so
they
came very home. Friendly.
No, but no. Well, they did it nicely. They just said,
no, of your of your people.
Oh no,
not being cognizant of right. businesses. At
well, they drank lesson. A lot. They drank a lot. So they came home, and you know, Frankie says, you dad, you want a margarita? Yeah, I'll have a margarita. And she proceeded to put a whole bottle of lime juice in it. And it was awful. And so I really didn't enjoy Cinco de Mayo.
You can't trust a college kid to make you
drinks. No.
Gross.
You know what they do? How they get liquored up when they're away from you? You can't trust them.
With whatever.
Yeah.
So you know my buddy, the cold weather idiot, who you call him, Michael Bennis.
Michael.
When we were in, I'll admit it. When we were in high school, we had... Michael had heard, I guess, one of the cool moms. I won't put her name out there because she was a cool mom. One of the cool moms, we knew that if we went to her house, we could have margaritas because she was one of the quote-unquote cool moms. Mm-hmm. So we were over there one time, and she didn't have any tequila. And Michael goes, and I don't know how he knew this, but he said, I've heard that you can use wine if you don't have tequila. You can have wine for margaritas. That's like, I think that's a real thing, but it's certainly not. It's if you're desperate. And so Michael Michael had a veteran move in the high school already. He also had two older sisters. But the mom made margaritas with wine. She goes, wow, you're right. This does work. And so every time she'd go, these are wineritas. Michael Bennis is the one who told us how to do that. He's like, will you quit? You know what? It's better with tequila. Why don't you quit putting my name on wineritas? That was in an emergency situation. If you just had to get your margarita on, quit saying I'm the guy that started that. Like,
no,
do that anymore. Hated his name being tied to that.
Well, guess
hated
what?
It.
Okay, I could see wineritas in grocery stores across America now, and Michael passed up the opportunity.
I know.
So not only he could have gone and lived in a cold weather idiot place if he wanted to.
Oh, well,
to,
beer
but
and wine. I think they do that actually in beer places where they have beer and wine, license, but you don't have liquor license. I think some people do have made those margaritas with wine, but Michael's like, I don't want my name tied to this for all of eternity. Go buy some tequila.
You know what isn't so bad, and I hate to, I don't want to put
say
this
it.
On me. I don't know. These seltzer things.
Oh, John Claw? Are you a John Claw?
You go Bud Light or you
beers
go?
Beers are coming out with them now.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Light has one.
Oh, don't put them on Bud Light.
I wouldn't because it's not his deal. Yeah. Does Coors Light have a seltzer out?
No, but
as soon as they do, guess who's jumping? Who's climbing on, brother?
I don't really need to make a guess. I think I know.
He's going to spread. What has happened to John? The John we knew? I want
Frankie's
John.
Home.
That's right, Frankie. Oh, there it is. That's why you're getting clawed up.
Drink whatever.
Hey, Frankie, pass me a couple claws. Give me the coconut flavor, Frankie.
So, what about mango? Okay.
Yeah, mango.
Mango claw is completely junior year in college.
No, but the black cherry one is pretty good. So anyway, Jeff Van Gundy, guys. What about? I mean, I when I heard the other day, Tom Thibodeau is like a front runner for the Rockets job. That's like the – now, I know that when you have an offensive coach in football, whenever you have an offensive coach and your team sucks, okay, we got to get a defensive coach, right? No, and if you have a defensive coach, oh, our offense sucks. We need an offensive coach, so we go get an offensive coach. But is there, are there two polar opposites more than Mike D'Antoni and Tom Thibodeau? James Harden would I don't know who would kill who first, Thibodeau or Harden.
It and, feels like a rough – it feels like one that is a problem.
With seven-hour practices and – but just all the Tom Thibodeau doesn't even care if there's a basketball on the floor, ever. You know, remember in Hoosiers, oh, we don't need a basketball to practice. What? Yeah, we don't need a basketball. Oh, well, that's not what we do. Yeah, well, guess what? That's what we do here now. Seems like Van Gundy would be a more middle of the road. I know Van Gundy, he enjoys some defense too, but he doesn't seem like the taskmaster that Thibodeau is, near the taskmaster.
Well, Jeff Van Gundy was a taskmaster. Jeff Van Gundy is, I don't think this will ever change. Jeff Van Gundy has watched a lot of basketball. He's probably had a chance to take a look at some of the things that maybe he thinks he could have done better from an X's and O's standpoint. But when it comes to holding players accountable and him expecting professionalism and accountability, I just don't think that goes away. I think you fundamentally believe in now, one of the things that was that Jeff was famous for was being able to work with Tracy McGrady and get Tracy McGrady into the right mindset. He was supposedly, I mean, I remember Dennis Lindsay used to tell me he was brilliant. Like, he was really understood basketball and could grasp all of the defensive concepts just by looking at the game plan that they would put out. They had it in printed format with all the different tendencies. And Tracy would look at it and would have it memorized. Like, he'd know everything. He said Tracy was brilliant. But Jeff Van Gundy was able to get Tracy, you know, to buy in. I don't know that he was able to get Steve and Catino. Well, not, I shouldn't, we always say Steve and Catino. I don't know if he was able to get Steve Francis to buy fully in. And I don't think Jeff would ever kill Steve Francis. But Steve Francis strikes me as maybe more of a personality of today's basketball player a little bit than Tracy McGrady. And I don't know, this is a pretty, I think there's some pros on this Rockets team, but I don't know that Jeff Van Gundy would be okay with a guy not being accountable. And I don't think, James Harden is okay with having a guy lord over him.
Yeah, well,
a coach.
Well, but I think Tom Thibodeau is to the nth degree. He's
no,
Thibodeau
doesn't.
He's just a bull in a china shop. And he don't care. I think Van Gundy can smooth. I think Van Gundy has got more, and maybe even more so since he's been out. He'll have a lot more tact, and he'll have a lot more ability to,
Does he need tact, John?
Coerce. Yeah, you got to have tact.
No,
are you kidding?
What was wrong with what he did previously? His players all bought in. They all liked him. I never heard of anyone not buying in Van Gundy.
But you go from a D'Antoni that James just runs rampant and wild all over, with absolutely no concern for any defense or any accountability defensively, and to just I'm just going to hold the ball and I'm going to just do what I want to do, to someone who's going to try to corral, make it structured, make it more defensive. Do all of the things that, you know, maybe D'Antoni should be doing, but he won't because he's been able to hold on to his job for these many years because James has been on board with everything that he does. This is a Doug Collins, Michael Jordan situation. This is a where I love the guy. The guy puts the ball in my hands and just and lets me do whatever I want to do. Well, guess what? We got to go to more structure. So guess what we do? We win. We win with more structure, with a triangle offense. And guess what? You still get yours, Mike. Guess what? You'll still get yours, James.
Well, but this is the thing where James probably gets killed a little bit. But James does share. James does trust teammates.
Well, Michael shared too. He had.
Right. But we can't. It really isn't. It's a losing battle to go James.
When you got the ball in your hand every time down the floor, you're going to have numbers in everything.
But they've done this before. They've done it with Chris Paul and had success with it.
They were one win away from going to the
But they're also one personality away, which is Chris's uber professionalism that just didn't cut it here. Like, this is the way we do things to be pros.
Well, here's what we know. I think, in large part, Lance, Chris Paul's skills deteriorated in the second year. And when your skills deteriorate, so does your ability to lead.
They look fine this year. His skills look fine.
No,
Chris was injured
fine.
Last year.
You know they weren't fine his second year.
But it's not that his skills deteriorated. He had come back off of injury, and he wasn't fully healthy. If it's this is my problem. If you won't listen to somebody who's been a long-time pro and a really good one, and you just won the most games in your history of your organization with that same guy, but now that guy is not to be trusted or listened to because he's dealing with injuries and not playing at the same level. It's how he approached the game that was important. That's always going to be my biggest concern. How do you approach the game? How do you approach the game? And if all of a sudden, like, well, I'm not listening to you anymore about being a pro because you don't score enough. Well, that's stupid. It should be about how the guy approaches a game to be a play at a championship level.
But guess what? That's what happened.
Well, and the problem isn't Chris Paul then. The problem's with the other guy.
Oh, guess what? Oh, you mean there's some problems with James? Really? Wow. Is this the conclusion we came to?
I mean, Thibodeau would be a disaster here with James.
I think a disaster.
But Jeff would be a little more interesting. I agree with you.
But there's even something more interesting about Jeff, and we'll talk about it on the other side. It's 7:45.
And by the way, Ryan's got a Cinco de Mayo, too. We'll find out if he got a bunch of lime juice.
Your work, home, and work from home sports station. ESPN 97.5.
Please stay home. Please stay home. It's okay to be alone.
Just do it.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Prime Social. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So not only is Van Gundy tied to this job, but there's a tweet here that he's also tied to the Brooklyn job. Tyronn Lue, Jason Kidd, Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy.
Knicks job,
and
too.
Bone. Who wants a Knicks job? My question is, better job, Brooklyn or Houston?
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, look at the players.
Yeah.
I mean look at the best two.
You're going to have Durant and Irving. Spencer Dinwiddie, who's awesome. Caris LeVert, mm-hmm. Joe Harris. I mean, that's a pretty good lineup. It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah.
And you're in the East.
Well, you have draft picks. They still exist in your roster, in your city. Draft picks still are a thing in your city. We don't have draft picks in this city.
Nobody has draft picks.
We have very few. Real quick, I want to get Ryan in. I want you to tell us the rest of the Jeff Van Gundy. Ryan, what's going on? How did your Cinco de Mayo go?
First of all, I'm sorry to hear about Raheel.
Right.
Raheel's a real cool guy. All the times I spoke to him in person and on social media, so I'm sorry to hear about the loss of the team on that part.
Mm-hmm.
But, my Cinco de Mayo went good. I passed out by like 9 o'clock, so I don't know if that means it went good or not.
Sounds like a Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I was just calling in to speak about I went to NIFA's as well on navigation. I heard Don speaking about it. And, it was we and my girl, we just decided to try to walk in. And they're letting people walk in and grab a table. It was only about a 20-minute wait. But he was right that the line was wrapped around to go. And when we got there, there was people just on the sidewalk and in like the median area. There's like, in that median area on navigation, there's like picnic tables and stuff, and people were just, they had a DJ out there and everything last night, so people were just drinking, like in the middle, getting their food and just drinking right there and listening to music. And then we went inside to eat, and it was pretty good. Like, it was very clean. They're very professional, wiping everything down, and very thorough about everything. So, like, I would recommend anybody going there to eat if you feel safe, like you don't feel like you're going to get sick or anything like that. So
that's good. Yeah, you know, I mentioned this the other – I don't know if I said it on the show, but I mentioned it the other day that this, like 9/11, the safest time ever to travel was right after 9/11 because of the heightened awareness. This is the best time – and a lot of people are, oh, I don't know if I want to go out to eat. Well, this is when people are most careful right now. This is when people are – they're using styrofoam. I went over to Luling's and I got some barbecue. It, no trays. No glass cups. Everything is paper cup. Everything is. I mean, you get it in the paper to go things. Your food, even if you're eating there, everybody has heightened awareness right now. Everybody is making sure that they sanitize. Everybody's washing their hands, wearing masks. This is. I know you don't want to be. You know that you're careful to be around people or whatnot. But their heightened awareness right now for everything is at its peak. And so, yeah, that's neat that they're – see, in before you, when you went to whatever restaurant, yeah, they just wipe it up, whatever, here. Now, man, you're sanitizing everything. Once somebody leaves, spray it. Let's go. So that's a good thing that's going on right now.
Oh, is he gone? Okay, Ryan's gone. Yeah, I'm hoping – I'm also was just reading something in the New York Times about how Hong Kong strategy, how they have low numbers right now. And it's really about, like, they have thermal scanners, which can take your temperature when you're going into a building. You walk through it, and it takes your temperature. When you get inside, there's hand sanitizer and tissues, trash can. You go to eat. The tables are 5 feet away. You get a paper bag that you put your mask into so you don't potentially contaminate a table. People wear their mask outside, even when it's 90 degrees. It's hot, but it's second nature. Like, they're taking all these – they have pretty much locked down their country. You can only come in if you're a resident of the country. They've taken all these measures, and now they're having tremendous success without still being locked down. If we had the wherewithal, I do. I mean, I'll do whatever I have to. It's just unfortunately a lot of people are just gonna. I'm not doing the mask thing. That's against my freedoms. Like, come on, dude, please. Please don't say this is about your freedoms. Don't you want to get back to relatively normal? And did you see all the races for the vaccines? They've got a vaccine. They're trying vaccines that they've created on volunteers right now. So we're going to see how that's going. Yeah, Pfizer
partnering with the German company.
They're hoping, and it's breakneck speed. You remember how you've heard 12 months to 18 months? Now they're looking at September. Possibly.
Yeah, the first ones to do it get the big money. Mm-hmm. That's why. So guess what?
Yes.
Well, it's about money.
It's about money, but it's also about these companies. I mean, yes, it's both. It's money and it's about global destruction if this thing doesn't get stopped.
Well, and no, it's a Lance. You know what all of these chemical companies said? Be the first. Let's go. Get in there 24 hours a day. We got to be. If we get this first, we're going to make
a ton
of money.
Great.
And
great.
I don't care either.
My life
but
can go on.
That's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about.
Well, guess what? There's a ton of money to be made with stopping other diseases as well. And this is more about this one impacts the whole globe. This one has to be done. Yeah, obviously, there's going to be more money when it's whole globe. But I don't care who gets there first. Just get there.
I don't either. No, I didn't
care. And if you don't get there.
When you put that carrot out there, that you will get you will get 7 billion people using your product, or whatever the earth is now, 6 billion people using your product. Then we are going to work our ass off to get this
now,
and it will happen.
Now, it has never happened for AIDS. They've just found other medicines to manage. So even if a vaccine doesn't work, like you have remdesivir, if you have other medicines that can manage so that you're not as sick, then that's also a monster win as well.
Right.
That's a monster win because the vaccines may not ultimately inoculate.
If it's determined that they work, will you be the first to take it? Or are you like, I'm away.
No, fire.
You'll be the first to take it?
Well, why not? Yeah.
I'm just asking because people were thinking – this is a very I Am Legend type of a vibe.
Really?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be.
Is that what happened with I Am Legend? I can't remember.
He was developing something and whatever. People were thinking 12 months, 18 months. Now we might have it within five
and
or so.
And the fear is that there's not enough testing for safety.
So are you You'd be the first in line, or you like an iPhone?
I'll get
like the third generation.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll wait. I can keep getting to-go food. That's not a problem.
I don't know if I'm first in line.
Yeah, as long as you people are. Everyone else.
Try it out, everybody.
The dirty people who are constantly getting coronavirus, you guys can't.
Will this be something that you have to have as a kid now? All the vaccines, remember when you went to school?
Your
kids go to school. This will be another one.
You anti-vaxxers, I'm not playing with y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not playing with y'all.
No. I'm going to, yeah. Don't we still get a polio shot?
When you're just walking by somebody, just give them a little quick shot. There we go.
You know why you do that? Because you remember, if you ever went to a cemetery, not that that's a thing you do for like joy, but if you walk through them, you used to see all these kids who would, before like the shots became a thing, like, oh, this kid died at 4. It died at 5.
Yeah,
like
the whole creepy.
Now that's not a thing anymore.
Yeah,
because people take shots anti-vax. Well,
because they're giving us autism with these shots. And that, no. Did you see where literally thousands of doctors have come out and said that study was so absolutely flawed, but because it got put out there first, there's people who still grasp onto that.
Oh, it's real. And the government's trying to control our minds with polio shots.
What? Mm-hmm. You dumb people. Dale almost said something got me.
What? You almost ruined the bag, is what you said?
Mm-hmm.
757.
Anti-vaxxers. Y'all need to
anti-vaxxers.
Stop.
Anti-vaxxers. Yeah, no. They're smart people. 713.
Speaking of smart people, who we got coming up on the other side, John?
Oh, how about Walker Little's going to join us? Don't you go anywhere. We're going to talk with the Stanford.
Is that at 8?
Tackle. Yeah, it's at
8. Oh, nice. Okay, good.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's, like, really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry with Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.